And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, America, Wake Up. I'm going to read from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, beginning at verse 17. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for this splendid opportunity to voice the gospel of redeeming grace. It is our prayer that America would wake up, that America would experience a great revival during these days. We pray for our president, we pray for our governors, for our senators, for our congressmen, for all who are in leadership positions across America today. May our men in government realize that Christ is the answer, that America can survive only through a spiritual awakening. So we pray today that America might be awakened spiritually in this hour. And then, Father, we ask for everyone who listens to this broadcast today. May the Holy Spirit bless them and reward them and strengthen them in this hour is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, at verse 17, we read, Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. The condition in Jerusalem and Judah in the day of Nehemiah reminds us of the condition in America today. As Jerusalem was in waste, so America lies in waste today. The walls of morality are broken down. The walls of decency and restraint are crumbling. The walls of discipline and purity and equity and righteousness and justice have already crumbled to the ground all around America and across this great nation of ours. America is like a sick man whose pulse is weakening with every heartbeat. America is like a drunk man staggering to an unknown destiny. When I think of the condition of America, I'm reminded of the story of the pilot who was flying across the nation. He opened the intercom and said, Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are flying at an altitude of 34,000 feet. Our speed is an amazing 700 miles per hour. However, I have two items of news for you. One is good, and the other is bad. The good news is that we are making excellent time. The bad news is that we are lost. And my friend, that is the picture of America today. America's making good time economically. America's making good time politically, governmentally, religiously, educationally, and in every way. Scientifically, America's making good time. In the race to space, America's making good time. In the race to arms, America's making excellent time. But my friend, the sad news, the bad news is this. America is lost. America needs a revival as never before. We need a spiritual restoration, a spiritual renewal, a spiritual revolution in the United States of America. And we believe this can come as God's people humble themselves before Him, as we seek His face, as we turn from our wicked ways. As we depend upon God to awaken us, we believe America can survive, and survive only as we have a spiritual awakening. When we think of America, we think of the masses of people, the large corporations and big government. But for now, we must reduce the masses to one man, you, one woman, you, one family, your family. We must reduce the large corporations to small operations. Your business, your profession, your job, your employment, your life, and your existence. And we must reduce big government to individual responsibility. You see, my friend, you are a responsible being. You are responsible to God for your conduct, for your attitudes, for your life, for your conversation. You are responsible to God for everything God has trusted into your hands. America is asleep, I believe, to the dangers that are facing her, both externally and internally. And the internal dangers are far greater than the external. Did you know that more houses are destroyed by termites every year in America than are destroyed by fire? Which says to us that from within the house of America, the framework of America's government, America's economy, and America's society, all of these are being eaten away from within. And when America collapses, I do not believe it will be from an outside army that overpowers us. I'm convinced it will be an internal collapse due to America's sin. America is rotten with sin today, and we need revival as never before. I feel like I want to shout from the housetop across America today, "Wake up, America, it's later than you think." Like the old farmer who had his clock repaired. And the next morning he was awakened as it was chiming, and he decided he would count the number of chimes. And it chimed on and on until it hit 16 times. And the farmer jumped out of bed and ran upstairs and said to his sons, "Get up, boys, it's later than I ever knowed it to be." My friend, I want to say to America, get up. Get up, America. It's later than we've ever known it to be in our nation. I've entitled my message, "America, Wake Up." First of all, I would say, America, wake up to the fact that your strength lies in your faith. America is strong militarily, but our military will fail. America is strong monetarily, but our money will fail. We are strong scientifically, but science will fail. We are strong educationally, but education will fail. Our strength is found in our faith, and our faith shall never fail. Our faith is in God, not in man. I read in Jeremiah 17:5, "Cursed is the man who trusteth man." And in the 7th verse of that chapter, "Blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord." The late President Eisenhower said, and I quote, "It takes no brains to be an atheist. Any stupid person can deny the supernatural. The universe about us is evidence of a beneficent deity. And as for my part, I believe that that deity is God, the God of the Bible and His Son, Jesus Christ." End of quote. My friend, we must have faith to believe that God is on His throne guiding the affairs of our country. We must have faith to believe that God has the power to turn this nation around in His direction. We must have faith to believe that God can heal America's diseases. God can solve America's problems, and God can answer America's questions. We must believe that the lives of all the people of our nation are in His hands and subject to Him. The psalmist said, "He uttereth His voice, and the earth melted. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow in sunder, and cutteth the spear. He burneth the chariot with fire." I repeat, wake up, America. Have faith in God. Herein lies your strength. In the second place, I would say, America, wake up to the fact that your sins will lead you to eternal damnation. America is sowing the seeds of her own destruction today. I read in Hosea 8:7, "They that sow the wind shall reap the whirlwind." And in Psalm 9:17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." What are America's sins today? I believe we could classify them in three categories. One, pride. America's the proudest nation on earth. Two, promiscuity. And promiscuity is leading to our internal collapse. And the three is permissiveness. This is the most permissive society that we've ever had. Consequently, our crime rate, our divorce rate, our rate of tragedy and violence, all of these are growing every day in our permissive, promiscuous society. The philosophy of the American education system is summed up, I believe, in three words: resist, rebel, and revolt. America's sins are too numerous to mention. We are indulging in sex, violence, and crime in a greater proportion than ever before. We're indulging in drink and dope and devil worship. We're ignoring God's laws in the matters of family worship and family planning and home building, and we're going to pay the price for it. We are worshiping materials and money and men. America is sacrificing the eternal on the altar of the temporal. In summary, America is on a collision course today, going downhill in a dead-end street without any brakes. And unless it turns around, this nation is going to be turned into hell, just like God said. I repeat, Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God. I repeat, America, wake up before you end up in the regions of the damned beyond any hope of eternal redemption. In the third place, I would say, America, wake up to the fact that your days are numbered unless you turn back to God and the Bible. Daniel Webster once said, and I quote, "If we abide by the principles in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. But if we neglect its instruction and its authority, no man can tell how suddenly a catastrophe will overwhelm us and bury our glory in profound obscurity." End of quote. I believe Daniel Webster was right. As long as we abide by the principles and the precepts of the Word of God, we can expect to be honored of God. But my friend, we've come to the place when we've forsaken God's book. We've desecrated God's day. We've turned the holy day into a holiday in America. Some of you right now planning your outing today and planning what you're going to do today, you've ignored God, you've ignored the Bible and the church and Christ, and you've ignored God's day. And God is going to send His wrath upon America to bring us back to our knees and back to the Bible. Look at history. History records the downfall and the demise of every great empire from Egypt to Rome. And God gave all of these empires an opportunity to repent. And they did not repent. Therefore, the fury and the wrath of God was poured out upon them. One night, yonder in Babylon, Belshazzar and the Babylonians were having a banquet, and they were having a great time in their sin and sensuality. They were drinking wine out of the silver and golden vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had brought out of the temple in Jerusalem. And all of a sudden, without any warning, without any notice, the finger of a man's hand wrote against the wall of the palace of Belshazzar yonder in Babylon. And that finger wrote, "God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Thy kingdom is divided." Today, America's having her banquet. America's enjoying the lust, the greed, the violence, the crime, the selfishness. One great banquet of death. And one of these nights, there will appear the mystic finger of God writing on the hand wall of America. And God will spell out America's doom. God will say to America, "Thy days are numbered. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting." I believe America's days are numbered. America's had every opportunity to repent. And unless we repent and turn back to God, doomsday is near. Oh, I know some of you are saying, it can't happen in America. They said it couldn't happen in Jerusalem. But on July the 9th, 586 B.C., the Babylonians marched against Jerusalem, tore down the walls, destroyed the Temple of Solomon, and led the people away into captivity. It can happen in America. It is already happening in America. And so I say, oh, America, wake up. Wake up to the fact that your days are numbered unless you return to God and to the Bible. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The only way America can wake up is for us to wake up. We are Americans, and we are America. Let's come back to God today. Let's come back to the Bible. Let's come back to the altar of prayer. Let's experience spiritual renewal in the days of summer revival. As you're listening to this broadcast today, make up your mind now that God and Christ and the church will be first in your life today. If Americans will do that, I believe we can have revival, and I believe America can be spared the judgment of God. America, wake up. As we close the broadcast, may I remind you again that we would be happy to have you visit our Sunday school at 10 o'clock this morning, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. And don't forget the July offer, the messages on cassette tape that are preached on Worth Baptist Hour in the days of July can be yours free and postage paid. All you need do is write today. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May the Lord bless you as you write in these days. And so until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.